Hey, fellow 29ers, I have some exciting news to share with you all. Gigi is on a mission, and trust me when I say she's just getting started. She has some big plans in store for us. While we were eagerly waiting to learn more about the remarkable molecule that holds the blueprint of life, namely our DNA, she announced that we were going to Haiti. Brace yourselves, folks, because we are in for an adventure we will never forget. As we prepare for our upcoming journey, let's take a moment to learn some exciting facts about Haiti. Did you know that Haiti was originally Haiti? This name is significant because it reflects the country's history and culture. The Taino people named the island Haiti, which means land of mountains. Another fascinating fact is that Haiti is recognized as the world's first black-led republic and the first independent Caribbean country. It's an incredible achievement for a small island that fought for its freedom from the French. This goes to show that size only sometimes matters. Haiti is a stunning Caribbean country located on the western part of the island of Hispaniola. It boasts a unique and rich culture influenced by African, French, and indigenous Taino roots. Haiti features breathtaking landscapes like lush mountains, waterfalls, and turquoise waters. Haitian cuisine is a unique and delicious blend of Spanish, Arabic, African, American, and French flavors. Their popular dishes include red beans and rice, griot, fried plantains, tasso, acra, and picles. Their seafood is also highly recommended, with dishes such as shrimp creole, codfish, lobster, crab, and lambie, also known as conch, and the red snapper being some of the best in the world. However, the most important tradition of the Haitian New Year is soup jumu, also known as squash soup. It is often referred to as January 1st soup, independence soup, or the soup that symbolizes Haitian freedom. The music of Haiti is a fusion of various cultural influences from the people who have inhabited the Caribbean island. It incorporates rhythms from French, African, Spanish, and native Taino cultures. Haiti has unique styles of music like reggae music, tlubadua ballads, mini jazz rock bands, hip-hop creole, the popular kapa, and the meringue as its basic rhythm. European colonial ties and African migration have primarily influenced Haiti's music through slavery. The French had a significant impact on the country's music during colonization. Haitian music and dance forms, such as compa, rara, and meringue, are lively and worth exploring. French and Haitian Creole are the official languages, but Creole is the most widely spoken. Local crafts, artwork, and souvenirs in markets such as the Port-au-Prince and Cap Haitian Iron Market can also be found. Additionally, community-based tourism initiatives are a great way to support local economies and engage with Haitian communities. Haiti has a rich and fascinating history, from being the first black republic to the first independent Caribbean country. We are going to be a part of it soon. Gigi said that our trip won't have a dull moment. Our mission is to take Haiti back and reclaim its title as the Pearl of the Antilles. Welcome aboard, fellow 29ers. Haiti, a land of hope and beauty, awaits us. To make our mission a success, we must come together as one. And so, we invite everyone to join us on this journey. The ride is free, but it's not without rules. Let's embrace love for ourselves and others, love for our planet, and make life changes. Fellow Haitians, let's get on board this train. Every challenge is an opportunity for growth, and we are ready to take them on. Haiti is administratively divided into 10 departments, each with its own unique charm, culture, and history. Let's explore them together and make unforgettable memories. So, what are you waiting for? Let's go, all aboard!
Hello, 29ers! As Caleb just announced, we have decided to take a trip to Haiti instead of sticking to our regular schedule. Given the current situation in Haiti, it is the right thing to do. However, it is worth noting that we had already planned to visit Haiti anyway. In previous episodes 12 and 13, we discussed the possibility of Haiti becoming a blue zone, an idea one of our fellow 29ers suggested. Let me explain a blue zone for those new to our podcast. Blue zones are places where people live longer, healthier, happier, and have lower rates of chronic disease than anywhere else. In those two episodes, we discussed the word Ikigai, a Japanese concept that means your reason for being. Iki in Japanese means life, and Gai describes value or worth, and it converges into four elements: what you love, your passion, what the world needs, your mission, what you are good at, your vocation, and what you can get paid for, your profession. If you look at these four elements of the Ikigai, you will see that purpose is life. Without purpose, there is no life. As fellow 29ers, we have a life on this train. And we are not just breathing because we have a purpose. Or, as I would say, we have Ikigai. So let's make our Ikigai make Haiti a blue zone. Given all the turmoil in Haiti, now is the time to revisit the idea that most of you believed was an impossible dream. As Martin Luther King Jr. would say, there's no such thing as an impossible dream, if we keep hope alive. So let's keep hope alive, fellow 29ers, that Haiti will someday thrive and will be reborn from its ashes. Let's embark on our new mission. We can consider this one of our Ikigai purposes. As we learned from previous episodes, we can have more than one. So off to Haiti we go! Hello Haiti! We are the 29ers and we bring a heart full of hope that this beautiful paradise will flourish again. We aim to inspire and motivate people to make positive life changes. We believe in spreading love and minimizing hate. We also strongly believe in caring for our planet and having fun. Our podcast exclusively focuses on health, wellness, lifestyle, and the environment.
Hello, Haiti. We miss coming to visit you, not just for leisure, but also to do missionary work. Unfortunately, due to security concerns, we had to stop coming. But I assure you that all of our missionaries felt that Haiti was a paradise, even with the hard work we put in every day. We used to see over 300 patients a day, starting at 8 a.m. and finishing past 6 p.m. But that didn't stop us from enjoying the beach and the delicious food. The satisfaction of helping others is unmatched. We know that making Haiti a blue zone is challenging, but we are committed to keeping hope alive. We believe that together we can make miracles happen. We invite everyone to join us on this journey towards staying forever 29. However, a strong government is needed to address the current issues in Haiti. This would be the first miracle we need to make happen.
From your mouth to God's ears. Haiti indeed needs a strong government. Let's discuss these circumstances in an orderly manner. Come on board, people, and join us on this journey to make Haiti flourish again. We have prepared 7 critical questions that we hope can help move Haiti forward. In this episode, we will discuss two of them. Number one, would a savage government work in Haiti with all that is going on right now? And what step should be taken? Number two, why does the United States believe Haiti needs a babysitter? Number three, how do you learn from your mistakes so you don't repeat them? Number four, what questions should Haitian citizens ask their presidential candidates to avoid repeating past mistakes? Number five, how can we encourage self-sustainability in Haiti and reduce dependence on foreign aid? Number six, why is it important to recognize the significance of purchasing locally produced goods? Number seven, what is the most effective way to finance education to ensure every child can access schooling? Dr. G, you want to start with the first one?
Certainly, I'll be happy to do that. This is a fundamental question that deserves your guys' full attention. And we would also appreciate some feedback. Given everything that is currently happening, the question is whether a salvage government would be viable in Haiti. If so, what steps would be necessary to make it happen? A salvage government is a possible solution for the crisis in Haiti, where political instability, violence, and poverty have plagued this nation for decades. A salvage government would aim to bring together different political and social actors to agree on a shared vision and agenda for the country's recovery and development. He would also seek to address the root causes of the conflict, such as corruption, human rights violations, and lack of essential services. A salvage government would need to have the support of the Haitian people, the international community, and the regional organizations. Some steps to establish a salvage government include holding a national dialogue to identify the main challenges and priorities for the country and creating a world map for the transition. Some of the main challenges could be ensuring a peaceful and credible electoral process, restoring constitutional order, improving governance and accountability, enhancing social cohesion and participation, and addressing the humanitarian crisis. The humanitarian crisis in Haiti is characterized by widespread food insecurity, malnutrition, displacement, health risks, and protection issues. It has been exacerbated by natural disasters such as earthquakes and hurricanes, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Forming a broad-based and inclusive government that represents the diversity of Haitian society and has the legitimacy and capacity to implement the agreed reforms. The government should also establish mechanisms for transparency, oversight, and involvement of civil society and other stakeholders in decision-making. The leader of a salvage government should have the trust and respect of the Haitian people and can act as a mediator and a facilitator among different factions. The leader should also have the vision, skills, and experience to manage the country's complex challenges. Strengthening the security sector and the rule of law to ensure public order, protect human rights, and combat impunity. The security sector should be reformed to ensure its professionalism accountability, and respect for human rights. The justice system should be independent, accessible, and fair. The perpetrators of human rights violations and corruption should be held accountable and brought to justice. Launching a comprehensive reconstruction and development plan that addresses the population's humanitarian, social, economic, and environmental needs. The plan should be based on a thorough assessment of the needs and priorities of the people and should be aligned with the national visions and agenda. The plan should also mobilize adequate resources from domestic and international sources and ensure the efficient and effective use. Promoting national reconciliation and healing to overcome the divisions and trauma caused by the conflict. The reconciliation process should involve dialogue, forgiveness, reparations, and recognition of the victims. The healing process should provide psychosocial support, education, and cultural activities to foster resilience and hope. Overall, a salvage government is crucial for restoring stability and peace to a country facing social strife and civil war. It promotes reconciliation, dialogue, and rebuilding trust among factions and addresses grievances such as inequality, injustice, and marginalization. A salvage government requires strong leadership, effective governance, and a commitment to building a more peaceful and prosperous future for Haiti. It is concerning that the Prime Minister suggests holding an election by mid-2025. What is the reasoning behind the statement made on Wednesday, February 28, 2024? Is he waiting for the Kenyans to come and hold his hand or teach him how to hold an election? Now, let's move on to the second question on our list.
Question number two, why does the United States believe Haiti needs a babysitter? Which is quite thought-provoking. Can you imagine the first black-led republic and the first independent Caribbean country now requiring a babysitter? It is truly unbelievable. And who is responsible for this situation? There are several culprits. Number one, some leaders and politicians have failed to lead the country effectively. Number two, businesses that do not support fair trade, both locally and internationally. Number three, the rampant insecurity, violence, kidnapping, and lack of government protection of citizens' rights. Number four, some wealthy individuals who do not invest in their own country. All of these factors have contributed to Haiti's chaotic image in the eyes of the world. Unfortunately, this has led to the belief that Haiti must be cared for like a helpless child, with the United States acting as a big brother and now sending help from Kenya. This raises concerns about the true intention of those coming to Haiti aid. The Kenyan police have a history of human rights abuses, and the language barrier between Haitians and Kenyans adds to the confusion. It is important to question why Kenya was chosen. And if the Haitian people cannot care for their own country as their ancestors did, this situation also brings to light the uncomfortable truth that while Haiti was fighting for its independence, some African countries, including Kenya, were involved in the slave trade. This begs the question, what is the true intention of these Kenyans coming to Haiti? If Prime Minister Ariel Henry is involved, it raises concerns about his leadership ability. In fact, that the U.S. is willing to spend money to babysit Haiti should be a wake-up call for Haitians to take responsibility for their current situation. As I often say on my podcast, there is always time to do the right thing. It is time to face the reality of the situation and take action. For the sake of the country, it is crucial to put an end to the violence and senseless killings. This unacceptable situation of kidnapping, killing, stealing, and lack of solidarity are the choices and actions of the Haitian people. That is all for now. In our next episode, we will continue to address some other questions. Let's remain hopeful and united in our effort to support Haiti. Together we are stronger and goodness will prevail. Please continue to support and share this podcast with others, sending love and peace to all. We would like to share with you a powerful and inspirational song by Ansi and Yol De Rose called Nous Voulons Pour Pays Changer, which means we want the country to change. This song embodies the hope and desire for a better future for Haiti. Its lyrics remind us that change must begin with us and that we must work together to create a brighter tomorrow. We encourage you to take a moment to listen to this song and reflect on its message. For those who do not speak Creole, we will provide an English translation on Gigi's Forever 29 Train Podbean website and Facebook page. Let us all be inspired and empowered to make a positive change for our beloved Haiti. Enjoy!
Nous voulons, nous voulons, au pays nous. l'esprit yon gen poulot. Pa fè tout men kontre pa gen mizam, ni méchant ka résister.